रख लूं दिल के साथ तुम्हें, मन मंदिर के मूरत बाबा, रख लूं दिल के साथ तुम्हें। ऐ मेरे मन मीत सुना दूं अपने मन की बात तुम्हें, मन मंदिर के मूरत बाबा, रख लूं दिल के साथ तुम्हें। मन मंदिर के मूरत बाबा, रख लूं दिल के साथ तुम्हें।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। It seems that Baba came as usual at 7 p.m. in terms of the Murali of the 24th of March, 85. And Baba didn't leave till 6 a.m. What was Baba doing all that time? Baba says Baba was looking at the specialities of all his children and experiencing the fragrance of each one of those specialities. But just imagine two things. Firstly, that Baba has given so many of us so much time, and even if I wasn't there in March 85, but I have the fortune of reading or hearing the Murali today, is an indication that Baba is seeing me at this moment also as I read that Murali. And so what is Baba doing when he's seeing specialities for hours and hours and hours and hours and reminding us of those specialities? I'll come back to that in a minute. But secondly, somebody who early days and in the 70s, you could go to Madhuban, even in the 80s till around the mid 80s, you could go to Madhuban as a guest and go to attend one of the conferences, and then if you were lucky and you had the inspiration, you stayed on and took the course in Madhuban, and some people did that and then they became Brahmins. So one such soul at that time, and he'd been attending the conference and then stayed on, and he observed Baba through the whole night. He hadn't yet completed his course, but his fortune, and he's still a BK today. So he was watching Baba, listening to Baba, and he said, even if I don't believe anything else about the detail of the knowledge that you're teaching, for someone to be so completely positive for so many hours without a break, that tells me that there's something special happening here. And I'm sure that that was one of the influences that made him understand that this is Baba. And then he became a very powerful instrument for Baba in many ways. So just imagine, just non-stop. At that time it was just 11 hours, but we saw Baba carry on till 10:30 in the morning at one point. And so how many hours? 15 hours Baba spoke, and just nothing but positivity, positivity. So just imagine the power of Baba. Just anything can happen, whatever happens, with every single thought. And of course Baba speaking all that time, so every single thought that is being expressed is only positive. Teaches us something, doesn't it? So when Baba says Bab Saman, it's easy if I keep Baba in front of me. And the song was talking about keeping Baba in the heart constantly. So if I keep Baba in the heart constantly, this is what I learned from Baba. Just positivity all along. But coming back to the fact that Baba spends so much time, and never mind personal meetings and group meetings and whatever of the past, but every single Murali that you hear, what does Baba do within that Murali? I'm realizing that Baba's raising our degree of self-esteem. And through raising our degree of self-esteem, Baba's removing the insecurities of every soul. And I think that number-wise, according to effort, each one is on that journey of removing all the insecurities that we carry, maybe from infancy, maybe from past births, whatever it is. But I ask myself the question, what are the external signs of that inner insecurity? Fear. And most of us would agree that there's something I'm afraid of somewhere along the line. Maybe even the things I don't know that I've done in the past, maybe I'm afraid that at some point that's going to come crashing in front of me. And maybe there are things that I remember that I've done that I know an account has to be settled somewhere along the line. So, fears, but also when there's a situation of control issues, and again, which one of us can raise our hands and say, I have no control issues at all? To some extent, to some degree, I want my little environment to be safe, to be protected, to be secure. And I don't want anything to interfere in that little environment of mine. And maybe, of course, it extends beyond that to not just my little environment, my family, my center, and it extends further and further and further to many, 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 many others. So why is it that I'm seeking control? Again, it's because of my insecurity within. If there's total security, there's total openness and no control issues. Bossiness? Does the tone of your voice change sometimes? And if it does, why? It's definitely not what Baba wants me to have. Today Baba's mentioned in the blessing, sweetness in your thoughts, sweetness in your words, sweetness in your actions. So there's a lot of depth within all of that. And the opposite of that, bossiness. And whether I think I'm right, or whether I think the other one is wrong, whatever it may be. But if I'm secure within, the tone of my voice won't become bossy. I'll say what I need to say, but it'll be with a coolness, with a calmness, without any bossiness there. So fear, control, bossiness, anger, of course. So all of these things come from this competition, conflict. There's a whole list of things that comes on as a result of the insecurity I feel. And it's fine for Baba to say, remember your soul, remember your soul, remember your soul. But sometimes it's easier to remember a sentence rather than just a point of light. And this is why then Baba gives us so many, many aspects of self-respect. And in today's Murali, Baba's showing us a method of how I can actually raise my level of self-esteem and remove insecurity. On a Laukik level, if you have a good bank balance, it gives you a sense of security. And in Gyan, yes, you also need to have a good bank balance. But Baba's not talking about pounds and pence. Yes, whatever I need to do to secure my life, I need to do. I need to work hard with honesty and sort all that out. But Baba's talking about the eternal treasures and the eternal income and the savings that I've accumulated. And if I haven't done that, I see that this is where the insecurity comes. And four treasures that Baba's mentioned. From time to time, Baba mentions different treasures. And all of this is beautiful because it makes us think, it makes us develop in an all-round way. And so today the treasures that Baba's mentioned are the treasures of knowledge, the treasure of the powers, the treasure of my thoughts, and the treasure of my time. Now, these four, and it doesn't matter how long I've been with Baba, what matters is to what extent I've accumulated all of these. And maybe I've been 50 years with Baba and I haven't used my time well, I haven't used my thoughts well, whatever it is. But at this moment, I'm hearing Baba Smriti and I'm seeing that if I want to develop my own value for myself, then if I accumulate in each of these areas, I'm going to be able to have that inner sense of security, which will allow me to change many other things in my behavior. And so, the treasure of Gyan, we all hear Murali every single day, or read a Murali every single day, and some more than once a day. But I think the accumulation of Gyan is a subject of how much I've applied it in my own life. And so here's the situation. What is my response to that situation? Is it my sanskars that are reacting and responding? Or is it that I think about what Baba says, what Gyan says, and I respond according to that? And there's a very big difference. My sanskars will make me react in a particular way, and Baba's Gyan is teaching me to respond in a different way. And so every time I've responded on the basis of what does Baba say with Gyan, then that's an accumulation. And I've been able to imbibe that aspect of Baba's knowledge more and more deeply within myself. And repeated action, and of course that aspect gets underlined more and more. So, the treasure of knowledge. The treasure of the powers. And think about the eight powers. I don't need to repeat them, you all know them. I can see, am I using these powers in my life? And again, it's a plus and minus. If I've used the power of tolerance, for example, but I haven't counted, but it's accumulated within myself, because I use tolerance 5 times, and the 6th time, I say, this is too much now, and I explode. Well, it's all gone, because now it's the impatience and whatever reaction I'm having, and that's going to keep coming in and take over. And so using the powers, because in theory we know about the powers and we can make a list, we can give lectures about it, but am I using those powers in my life? And every time I use them, plus, 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 I'm accumulating. But of course the treasure of thoughts, and Baba's not told us this once, Baba's told us this many, many, many times. In the Sakar Murali, Baba calls it churning. Baba calls it staying in smriti, in that awareness. And there was a lovely point that came in the Murali a few days ago, which in a way summarizes the whole subject of the Gita in one sentence. Can you imagine 18 chapters of the Gita summarized in one sentence? And yet Baba gave us that one sentence. Baba said, the first lesson is to be soul conscious, and it comes up in the Gita, the awareness of the self. To be stable in that awareness of the soul and detached from the body. And the last chapter speaks about conquering attachment and staying in remembrance. And so, Nashta Moha Smriti Labdha. The memory has returned, the awareness is now with me all the time. And so first chapter, last chapter, and lots of things in between. for the summary of the Gita. It was very beautifully put by Baba the other day. So, what am I doing with my thoughts? Am I reflecting on the things Baba's talking about? What's going on in my head? How much of it is yes, no, maybe, shall I not? Baba's talked about that today. But is it all that waste that's going on? Or is it that my thoughts up here, sweet, elevated, powerful? Where am I going to get the power to make all of this happen? From the Murali. Otherwise, if you ask somebody out there, what is an elevated thought? I'm not sure how many people would be able to give you a response. I know I get asked that question by Brahmins. What are elevated thoughts? But they're thoughts based on truth, thoughts based on Baba's knowledge, thoughts based on nothing but purity, thoughts based on good feelings for others, all of this. And so, what is the quality of my thinking? And so much of our time goes in just mundane thinking. And what is the difference between my life with Baba and my life before Baba, if my thoughts are still just based on mundane thinking? When I'm thinking about service, and I'm thinking about what it is Baba wants me to do in terms of bringing others closer to Baba, that's not mundane thinking. That's pure thoughts, that's elevated thoughts. Because there's, of course, Baba gave us a definition of that last week. Make sure that there's no selfishness in that. Make sure that it's truly, truly altruistic. So the quality of my thinking, how much attention am I giving to that? And if there's a pure, powerful thought, yes, definitely, it will be fulfilled. It will happen in practical life. But also, it's an accumulation of power within the self. And so, do I spend time thinking about powerful things, Baba's Gyan, churning the things that Baba wants me to think about? In the in-between times that we have, between one thing and another, am I at that moment instantly going to my phone to see what messages there are? When I'm focused, I'm concentrated, I'm with somebody, I'm doing what I need to do, okay. But after that, in that little space of time between one thing and the next thing, what's going on there? Is it pure, powerful, elevated thoughts? Or is it really just, again, mundane things? And mundane things are very entertaining sometimes, can be very distracting sometimes, but that's the direction that the soul gets pulled into. And the fourth one that Baba's talked about, the treasure of time. In Lokic life, sometimes they say that you are as valuable as you value your own time. So it doesn't depend on somebody else and how much they value me or appreciate me or they don't. And yes, that seed of insecurity, where I am insecure, then I need that approval from outside, that appreciation, that underlining. But in reality, that'll come and go. And people's values about me will change from one day to the next. It's very, very temporary. And if I base my own value on that, I'll be very disappointed. But the other way, I was telling me, if I value my own time and I accumulate the treasure of my time, I become more and more valuable. And it doesn't matter how others see me or don't see the incognito things I do. Brahma Baba only got recognition from a very small family. It only was in thousands. And yet if we think about who Brahma Baba is, what he did, how elevated this particular soul is, that I was talked about Brahma Baba a lot, the number one soul in the whole cycle. Just imagine. And there was no recognition. Rather, it was mostly the other way. It was insults being hurled at Baba. So external recognition isn't the story that I'm interested in. How well do I know myself? How well do I know God? And how well have I used the time of the confluence age? That determines my value. And I can increase it. It's not static. And I can't say, oh, well, it's now too late. Baba hasn't yet told us that it's too late. There's still some time, little time, but some time in which I can still make use of all these different treasures. And so how am I using my time? How much of it is in things that distract me, that have nothing to do with my own spiritual journey and self-progress, and nor is it anything to do with love for Baba and love for Baba's service. It would fall either in one or the other category. And yes, if I'm spending time with my Laukiks, I think that's important, because I think that fits into both. Because if there's still karmic accounts and I'm not sorting it out by giving it the love and the attention and the time it needs, my own self-progress is damaged. But also, I'm not going to bring them closer to Baba. And so, it's not black and white in that sense, that this is it, this is it. No, you have to think about it yourself, because it depends on intention. I spend time with my Laukik family. Is it my attachment? How deep is my attachment? But also, yes, there's a need. And there's a need, there's a lot of karma to be settled, but also that's going to bring them closer to Baba. So just to ask myself the question, well, what is it that I'm doing here? How am I spending my time? Is it going to raise my own self-awareness and my own value? Is it going to be bringing that soul closer to Baba? Then I'll know which category to put it in, whether it's a plus or it's a minus. And so let me see how it is I can increase my own self-esteem. A Laukik way would be to talk about your insecurities and fears. And Baba's way is different. Baba's telling me the cause of something that's not right, but Baba's also teaching me how to sort it out and put it right. And so let me use the methods that Baba's giving me, so that I'm able to fill myself and come to the stage of completion. Baba warned us a while ago that it's the year to become complete. And some souls managed it and became avyakt, but I know that the majority of us thought about it a lot, talked about it a lot. What does Baba mean? Does Baba really mean we have to become karmati? But I think time is approaching that point where I need to look at it very carefully and use the methods that Baba's giving me in these muralis. I'm finding that these early muralis, 70s, 80s, the avyakt muralis, are incredibly profound. The more you reflect on it, the more you take from it, and the more you use it, it's very powerful tools that Baba's giving us to move forward quickly now. And connected with moving forward quickly is things that are happening around the world. And there's constantly things going on. But there's a special request that's come from Sydney. And I'm sure that all of you are very much aware of the fire that's raging from Brisbane all the way down to Sydney, and Sydney is covered with smoke all the time now, but also Baba's homes are within that whole area, two retreat centers, and the fires are very, very close to them. But also two Brahmin friends. They've been Brahmins and now they'd rather say they're friends, but their homes have been damaged. Nobody's lost their life that I know about in terms of Brahmin family, but certainly their homes have been very severely damaged. So that's happening. So they've requested that London Sunday class, they all know that London Sunday class is a powerful family, and so they're requesting that we share a few minutes of yoga for them to send Baba's light in that direction. Whatever's going to happen will happen, but if souls receive Baba's light, then they're given that support and come closer to Baba. I don't know that our yoga will stop the fire, because whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But definitely it will give help and support to the Brahmin family, but also to others who are ready for that. And the second thing is that they're also offering bhog for a soul who used to come every day to class, and he would always sit at the back. His name was, I don't even know his Lokic name, Daddy gave him the name Trinethri, the one with the third eye. And Baba had used that language for somebody who was physically blind. And so this brother was physically blind, and but very good in Gyan. And then later in life he couldn't come to class every day, but he was still in constant contact with many of us. And he passed away about 10 days ago, and there was a funeral. And the hearse had come here to Global House last Tuesday. Some of you were here, but it was in the afternoon, so just a small family here. But today we're offering bhog for that very special soul also, very much part of the Brahmin family. And the latest news from Bharat, I won't say Madhuban, but it's from Bharat. I thought that Daddy had gone to Orissa, then she'd come back for Baba's meeting, and of course when it's Baba's meeting, it's multi-thousands that she's meeting, and we were getting little snippets of her classes all the time. And then suddenly I'm seeing that she's flying again. I think it must have just been a day or two after Baba's meeting. So it seems that every time Baba comes, Daddy's there in Madhuban. And in that space in between the next Avyakt meeting, Daddy goes flying off on service. And so she is now in Indore. And wherever she goes, she spends just about a day and a half or 2 days max. There's a public event, there's a Brahmin event, there's a Kumari surrender ceremony. It seems to be happening everywhere. And of course, lots of Brahmin meetings and so on. But everywhere she goes now, it's the governor or the chief minister who comes, or the top politicians who come, the sadhus and sages who come, and multi-thousands of people. They don't have anything less than a stadium now for Dadi. So it's just incredible the way Baba's using that particular instrument. She'll go, give blessings, do her bit, and move on to the next. So before she went to Indore, she was at a place called Raipur. So Raipur is a rice place. I remember being in Indore, in Raipur some years ago. And wherever they were taking us from one place to another, we'd see rice fields. But more than the rice fields, we'd smell the rice. Rice is, you don't imagine that rice is a fragrance, but it does. And especially when there's a huge amount and it's everywhere you're surrounded, you definitely get the flavor of rice. So we were in Raipur, and at that time, but that, this is where Daddy's gone. And the buildings that they're building for Baba, the Brahmin family, again, it's retreat centers, it's huge, big halls. So services really moved on in a big way in Bharat. And Hansa told me at one point, you know, I said to her, why is Daddy going to all these different places? She said, because people in Bharat used to say, that she's only thinking about foreign lands and Baba's children abroad. She spent 40 years there and she still goes there so frequently. But Daddy really is concerned about everyone, including the Bharatvasis. And so she is going to all the different places when they have anything special that they invite her to. She'll say, yes, I want to go there. And so she's fulfilling her responsibility to Bharat in a big, big way. So we're going to offer bhog to Baba now. And so over the holiday period, holidays coming up very soon, so just keep accumulating. It's easier to do it in holiday time. Or is it easier? Is it more of a distraction? When you're at work, then you have a normal timetable. Maybe it's easier there. But whichever way it is, certainly holidays can be used for holy time, sacred time for the self. And so accumulate as much as you can. And the last thing that I want to say is, Baba's mentioned now or never. And somebody asked the question, well, what about haste is waste? And it's a contradiction, isn't it? And of course, Baba also tells us patience. Patience is a virtue. And so I plant a seed, and I let it sit there. Let it do its work with the sun, the water, and the soil. And then I'll see something appear. So patience is absolutely vital. But yet I think what Baba means in terms of now or never, it means in terms of what it is I need to do personally in terms of spiritual effort. And so if I have the pure thought that I'm going to have a timetable of extra yoga, don't postpone it tomorrow. Do it today and keep doing that. Whatever is a pure thought that comes in terms of my own personal spiritual development, if I delay, I'll constantly be postponing it. And it's a habit of human nature, procrastination. Tomorrow, tomorrow, and of course tomorrow never comes. So when it comes to personal effort, yes, let me do it now. When it comes to external matters and things that need sorting out, maybe it's my health issues, and maybe the first thought that comes isn't necessarily the right thought, let me take it with patience, a day at a time, and maybe tomorrow there'll be a different opinion, a different view. Maybe travel plans. I plan it today, and tomorrow things change. And so better I wait a little and see how things are going to work out. So I see a difference between the inner work and my own personal commitment and then the things out there. So I need both. I need to do things instantly, but I also need to have patience. Om Shanti. Me. नी